This is the CPC Podcast, Episode 9 for September 30th, 2018, Freedom. This podcast was recorded live at Central Presbyterian Church in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. This week, Reverend Bo Lewis fills our pulpit again. For those unfamiliar with Reverend Lewis, he is an honorably retired member of the Presbytery of Arkansas. Stick around after the sermon for news and notes from CPC. But now, let's go ahead and turn it over to Reverend Bo Lewis.
Most of you probably know who Kris Kristofferson is. If you don't, he is a very popular singer, songwriter. He and Willie Nelson and several other good artists have toured together. He starred in movies, on and on. You probably all know who Kris Kristofferson is. Anyway, one of my friends, Shannon is his name, Shannon Webster, also considers Kris his favorite theologian. Y'all can all hear me, right? Are we okay on that? Okay. His favorite theologian, which I found really interesting. Kris wrote a song years ago that's chocked full of theology. You may remember it. Some of you have a few years on you. Its most memorable is called Bobby McGee. And its most memorable line is, "Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose." Followed by, "Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free." We all define freedom for ourselves. Many times we say it's freedom from something. What would you like to be free from? Well, freedom from financial troubles? Freedom from household drudgery? Freedom from physical ailments? Oh, that's a good one. Freedom from meddling relatives? And on and on. Kris's song has the right idea, but in a negative way. I'll get back to that later. Paul's words were addressed to the circumcision issue. Paul is saying, don't go back to the old meaningless rituals. You are free from Jewish law and ritual. But, and this is a big one, freedom does not mean that you are free to do anything that just comes into your head and be assured of God's approval for it. That's not what freedom is. So Paul is not speaking of freedom from, but freedom to. Namely, freedom to serve each other in the love of Christ. Here he quotes Christ. The whole law towards others is summed up by one command. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. We've heard it so much that we may not really hear it. Our only real freedom is found in service and obedience to Jesus Christ. Even a non-Christian on a lesser scale can understand that. For instance, when you fall in love, you discover a new kind of freedom. You have someone that you can be yourself with. You are free from erecting walls and barriers and filters to protect yourself. If it's someone you love and he or she loves you, you can have that openness with each other. But it only works if you commit yourself to that person, and that person commits him or herself to you. It doesn't last if one pulls back or if the relationship turns into a kind of servitude where one dominates the other. It's not a real marriage. Good marriages increase the freedom of both partners. Marriages fall apart when that commitment fails for whatever reason. Another example of freedom, a good pianist has the freedom to play the Warsaw Concerto, or Bobby McGee if he wants to, or she wants to. If he or she commits their talents to the discipline of practice, through that discipline, a freedom emerges. Well, what works against freedom? Paul says it's our sinful natures. In other words, our egos, our my first tendencies, my career, my image, my security, my family, my appetites, and on and on and on and on. Paul also points out the constant struggle between God's freeing spirit and our sinful natures. But we also have a fear of freedom, too. If we're honest with ourselves, we admit that. To put someone else first, to share of ourselves, is risky. Someone may laugh at us or see us as weak. We're taught to be strong, or at least look that way. I speak as a guy, okay? To look strong, be like John Wayne. We think we'll be destroyed if we risk, when in fact we'll grow as a person. John Wayne, I am an admirer of John Wayne. I've followed his career. I've read books about him. But he has a line in a movie that just turns me cold. And I'm sorry he ever said it. One movie and some young officer, this is he's a commanding officer in a fort somewhere. And this young officer apologizes. He says, never apologize. It's a sign of weakness. I don't know about you, I want to throw up when I hear that. It's just the opposite. When you can apologize and ask for forgiveness, that's the way you bind up wounds. That's the way you go ahead. It's when we all are afraid to apologize, that's when things really go downhill. Christ calls us to risk. He calls us to love, to share, not just for his sake, but for our own freedom. It's all the same. Being a Christian is a constant process of growing in freedom. God gives us as much freedom as we can handle. It's a process. It's not some kind of object. Oh, hey, suddenly I'm free. I've got it. No, it doesn't work that way. So to be free is to obey Christ, to love our neighbor. It's a big subject, that loving our neighbor. Boy, is that a huge one. Maybe we need to narrow that down a bit because it can be so generalized that it borders on meaninglessness. Maybe we can just look at our bridges. Our bridges? Do you have a bridge? Yeah, you've got bridges. The bridges are relationships that we have with others, bridges that we build with people that we love, or people that in our neighborhood. Bridges, especially with those close to us, friends, biological family, church family, brothers and sisters, parents and kids, people that we like. A lot of times, people that we don't like that much. Still, there's bridges there. You've heard the infrastructure of our nation is crumbling, and it is. It's crumbling through neglect. Our bridges and highways and airports and canals, we've managed to neglect them, 40 years or so, 50 years, whatever it is. But it can be the same with the infrastructure of our loved ones. Bridges are composed of hundreds of small, everyday acts between people. Sometimes we get too busy or too involved with our problems that we neglect to maintain the bridge. As a practical exercise, I ask you to join me, in picking out one neglected bridge in your life. Who's someone maybe you haven't talked to in a long time? Or someone in anger you have shut out of your life? And mine, I challenge myself to that too. It may be a bridge that's collapsed or has deteriorated badly. I invite you and me to take a small step, to take the initiative and forget the history of who's to blame for what and on and on and on. You could play that game forever. I invite you to contact the person. It might be in person or by phone or by email or by Facebook or Twitter or Twatter or whatever is new in communicating. I can't keep up with all of them. You don't have to be eloquent. Something like, "I just called to see how you're doing." That will do nicely. Perhaps a bridge can be repaired, or perhaps a new one built, or perhaps not. But that's where freedom begins. In the song, Kris Kristofferson lost track of Bobby McGee near Salinas. He was free to roam on his own, just a single guy feeling good all on his own. But without that bridge person, without Bobby, he realized that freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. In Christ, as Paul knew, freedom's just another word for something left to do, to touch, to speak, to care, to listen, to love. Let us pray. Creator God, forgive our letting our bridges deteriorate. Help us to know real freedom in Jesus Christ. We pray in His name. Amen.
Thanks again to Reverend Bo Lewis for filling our pulpit this week. Reverend Timothy Reeves will be with us for the next 2 weeks, and we look forward to having him back. In church news this week, CPC's youth participated in Junior High Youthquake at Ferncliff Camp and Conference Center this past weekend. The theme was A Place at the Table. Photos are posted on the Presbytery of Arkansas Youth Council's Facebook page. We've linked to that page from our Facebook page. Our annual Harvest Luncheon will be on October 14th after the worship service, and our annual Trunk or Treat event will be on October 27th at 5 p.m. More details on both events will be available in the coming weeks. The Central Scene newsletter should be hitting inboxes this week. If you haven't signed up, it only takes a few minutes. Head to our website, centralprespb.com, and click Newsletter Sign Up on the top of our page. Now here's your weekly reminder that we're all over social media. Just look for the username CentralPresPB. If you enjoyed what you heard today, please take a minute to subscribe. We are on Apple Podcasts, we're also in the Google Play Store, and we're on the Stitcher app. And leave us a review. It helps people find us. That'll do it for this week's episode. I'm your host, Zach Cosner. I hope you have a great week.